Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, just ahead of our market report tonight with Fahima Adia from Mentum, let's take a look at this story. And South Africa is under siege, not from traditional crime, but from cyber criminals. And listen to this number. The country now accounts for 40% of all ransomware attacks in Africa and is the top target for info stealer scams. From major institutions to ordinary citizens, no one these days is safe from hackers. They're growing more sophisticated. Phishing scams are becoming harder to detect, and the deep fake fraud is rising. So my question tonight is, why is South Africa such a prime target? How are cyber criminals evolving their tactics? And maybe most importantly, how can businesses and individuals protect themselves? Tonight, we're joined by Tony Anscombe, Chief Security Evangelist at the software company ESET. Tony, a very good evening to you and welcome. Let's wade straight into this. What makes South Africa the most targeted country on the continent?
Well, good evening. What we need to remember is cyber criminals aren't people wearing hoodies in the back of garages. They're running, unfortunately, very significant businesses. And just as other businesses target customers in places where you're going to find more customers to spend more money, cyber criminals go looking for victims and targets in countries where they're more likely to convert their work into cash gains.
So how have ransomware attacks evolved? I'm assuming this new type of criminal that you're talking about, the person without the hoodie and probably wearing a decent suit these days, how sophisticated has their modus operandi become?
Well, if we go back a number of years, you know, we're all aware of, you know, our screens being locked or and it asking for small amounts of money. Then it changed. It became a significant amount of money and moved into ransoming companies. But today it's very different. It's about the exfiltration of data to start with. So it's kind of a double whammy. They can bring your company to a standstill by encrypting your systems, but also they'll exfiltrate the data to start with. And they'll do that so that if you don't pay to get your systems back online, you're going to pay for us for them to not publish your data on the dark web or sell it on further, which of course causes huge issues for your customers and your business partners. And the actual model of ransomware has changed as well. No longer is it one cyber criminal doing all of the components. It comes in different parts. And you mentioned info stealers, which I'm sure we'll get to in just a moment. But there are different people doing different parts of the attack.
So let's talk about info stealers. Give me a profile.
Well, an info stealer is a piece of malware that is, as it sounds, there to extract financial information from you or credentials or personal information. And a good example of it is a combined attack. Somebody might try and steal your crypto wallet, so a piece of crypto stealing malware, but they might start with info stealing to get the credentials so that they could get into your crypto wallet. So info stealing is kind of the starting point, or one of the starting points of that malware path of somebody getting enough information to get into your system and then do significant damage, whether that's personal or whether it's businesses.
And Tony, we're also seeing something which is called a deep fake scam also on the rise. What is that? Why do they work and why are they growing?
Well, unfortunately, deep fake has become more accessible to cyber criminals. You know, even you and I could go off and create our own deep fake video. It might not be that great. We might be able to tell it's deep fake. But you know, put the right person in front of a machine and the tools are there now that they can actually create relatively good-looking deepfake video. So suddenly you might see something in the news saying that, you know, for example, you know, Elon Musk is supporting some new cryptocurrency and this investment is great, and it might look and feel like Mr. Musk actually speaking, but in reality it's a deepfake video. And what these deepfake criminals will actually do is they'll actually stack the entire system behind that. So if you go to the website they suggest or click on the link, then you'll see you'll create an account. When you create the account, it'll ask you for small amounts of money, maybe $250 or something similar to get started. And it will show you how your investment's doing. It will show you pretty graphs, all that sort of thing. So it's actually sophisticated. And then at some stage, it's going to ask you for a bigger amount of money to invest more or to take advantage of the great growth you're seeing. And of course, once you put in the bigger amount of money, then they're gone.
It's not just sophistication, though. It's also psychological, because cyber criminals these days are exploiting economic and political instability to increase the frequency, frequency of their attacks.
They certainly are. They'll catch on to anything that's in the news. So if you see something about, for example, energy prices going up, you may well see phishing emails or emails pretending to be able to claim that bringing your energy costs down or such like. They will latch on to anything they possibly can. The things that, as you said, are emotional to us and give us a higher propensity to click on a link. And that's really what they're after when they're sending, for example, phishing emails. They're driving that emotion to get you to click.
Of course, I'm assuming that phishing would still remain the top cyber threat. And the interesting thing is why so many people and businesses still fall for these scams, given the warnings that we're constantly given.
Well, I don't know whether I'd call it phishing or whether it's the human factor that's the top security threat. And it is. Phishing is part of that. And I kind of say that with some jest in my voice. But, unfortunately, we as humans do have those emotions, and we are likely to click on things or do things that unfortunately might take us down the wrong path. So I think it's a play on that human behavior that cyber criminals are using.
Yeah, never underestimate human behavior. We're always after a quick buck. So finally then, let me ask you this. Are there new ways, is there new thinking as how businesses and individuals can improve cyber defenses to stay ahead of the threats that you've outlined? Or is there a sense that we're always playing a degree of catch up here?
Well, there's always going to be evolution on both sides, on both cybersecurity and from cyber criminals. So the important part is having the right tools in place. So from a business perspective, businesses today need to be looking at running EDR, which is Endpoint Detection and Response Systems. Now, we at ESET have systems like this that we provide our customers. But what they do is they monitor and look for anomalies in traffic. So not necessarily malware, but things that shouldn't be happening, things that are outside of the norm. And then they highlight those to security analysts who can then investigate further. And if companies don't have the skill sets to run systems like that, then they can use an MDR, which is a managed service. Now, then if we go back down, the human factor is a big issue, as we know. So one of the important things there is to run cybersecurity awareness training for your employees to make them aware of what the threats are and how cyber criminals may actually come and attack a company and what to be on the lookout for. Now, that also has the benefit of crossing over into somebody's personal life. If you make somebody more aware at work, in theory, they should become more aware outside of work as well. And the other thing I'd say for personal people, make sure you're running a cybersecurity product on all your devices and make sure it's completely up to date. That's the most important thing. And make sure when your machine says, would you like to update, not necessarily just the security software, but any application or the operating system, that you keep your machine up to date.
Yeah, so many of us just hit that remind me later, don't we? And there might be a price to pay. Tony, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for the insight. Tony Anscombe, Chief Security Evangelist at the software company ESET. Appreciate your time tonight.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.